back in those days. We all had a hell of a time. I remember doing out things myself when times would get bad. There was just another way of looking at it, like your livestock. If you didn't have something to work with, you didn't do it. Hell, if we didn't, the tonnage came before we did, if it came down to that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it just made sense, you know?
Mm-hmm. Had to be. I like before I lose track of this, we were talking about the barn and where you kept the hay. You say you kept the corn in the barn in a...
Yes, we kept it in the loft, and you have a crib on the side, you know.
That was inside the barn?
Yes. Have you ever seen a barn where 40, 50 mules fed out of it?
No.
How they'd eat the trough up, they have you a 4-inch plank inside, and you trough at the base of this rack, hay rack, comes down in the base of it, you put your corn around it, and then they can mule stand there and eat all day out of hay. But once or twice a day, you fed him corn. Maybe in the winter time when you didn't work him, you didn't feed as much corn. It's according to how much work that mule is and how much corn you gave.
That's
but now he would eat that bow it up. He would absolutely, in a year or two, that thing would go down, you'd have to replace it.
I see.
That's
exactly the kind of thing that we're interested in learning.
Now, my father, I don't know where he got it at him, but where he got it from, but he was crazy about sorghum hay. And they would cut it and cure it in the field and had to pick that up with a pitchfork. And that's the worst stuff in the world to have. Gee, that was a job. Hmm. And they put that up in that law.
Hmm.
And if your labor wasn't so plentiful, I don't see how they would have got it done.
Somebody told me that green sorghum will poison the cow. Is that right?
Yes, I think that's right. But we dry it, cut it, dry it,
and feed
it. And rake it up with the hay rakes and mule rakes, you know,
mm-hmm.
and load it up on a wagon and go put it up in that barn up there. Was something already. Back in, of course, we took care of our livestock. I guess everybody did. You see a man mistreating his mule just like then, like it is now. He just wasn't doing. He had a lot to say about that, mm-hmm. you know. And a farmer had any pride. He wanted his animals to look good, look like it's prosperous, like somebody had some husbandry mm-hmm. about him. They did it right. Everything. He didn't like to see his tunnels go around right. It reflect back on everything. Mm-hmm. Let's just live it right, you know?
Mm-hmm. Did you grow any oats or wheat?
No. Mm-hmm. And in fact, when cotton was good, the price of cotton was up and prosperous. We tried to plant too much cotton. And we bought a wad of hay from Kansas, I guess. Well, you ship it in here in carload lots, that's part of the country.
Hmm.
We didn't, and I tell you though, in my recollection of it is, the man that bought it and his hay and corn to feed his mules, he was the first one to go under in the Depression.
Yeah, right.
The man that raised all of his stuff on his own farm, he lasted longer. Oh. He weathered the storm a little better. You know?
Self-reliant.
Yeah, that's right.
I see. Where did you say you kept the mules in bad weather inside. Did you milk the cows inside, or did you have a